Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right.
Hey, lover, your teeth look fucking sexy. What's going on?
Well, I went to the dentist and had them cleaned this morning.
Bright, shiny. I ate a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and I'm now drinking sugary soda.
We got stoned and bought a box of Fruity Pebbles last night and whole milk, and it's like the best, grossest treat.
Oh, it's so great at night, but then you wake up in the morning like a normal person and you're like, what am I going to do? Just eat Fruity Pebbles to start my day? That's sickening.
We also watched the Nicolas Cage, Nicole Kidman movie, Trespass.
Trespass.
Which has 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Great piece.
2% more than it should.
2% more, you think?
I put it at 8%. Cage's performance alone.
I feel good about
10. 8%.
You know who else is a 10?
Oh, yes.
Out of 10. You know this hilarious and gregarious gentlewoman? She's a Manhattan-based stand-up actor, writer, and improviser, but way of Colorado.
You've seen her shaking her tail feather on the UCB stage with her Herald Team Mermaids and in her short film Monster and pretty much everywhere.
She's so hot right now.
Oh, yeah. We're dripping wet to welcome Ms. Morgan Miller.
Woohoo! Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
I'm wet after that little banter in the beginning.
Oh, we tried.
You're welcome.
I feel welcome. And I feel wet and I feel excited to be here. Thank you for having me. My name is Morgan Miller. I am a lover of all sorts, and I'm excited to talk about it.
She is.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's a lover.
She is a lover. You just fall in love with her.
We love her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love these two. And I'll tell you what, you can't see them, but I love them. They are both wearing black shirts, and I didn't get the memo, but I feel like a third party. I feel ready to have some sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
Some people come in and we have to win them over.
Right.
I feel like now with you, we have to like live up to expectations.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So if they aren't living up to
you're like, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we like to wine and dine. You know, we consider ourselves a very classy show. So we asked Morgan our fave beverage. We got a Diet Cokes and Diana got us some tall boys of Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, I got tall boys. And she also said, if a lime is present, that is really my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know that lime is present, girl.
Girl, they bought real limes and cut them up and they're on a plate.
Yeah, they're plated limes.
We made Haas cut them. And before he did, he goes, I should probably wash my hands. And he did. He washed his hands.
Good.
Don't wash them.
Yeah, let's see what you've been getting into, Haas.
No,
let's taste it.
Trust me, you wanted me to wash them.
All right.
That is disgusting.
Welcome to the podcast. So, Morgan, tell us, are you single, looking to mingle?
Ooh, this is fun. I'm not currently in a relationship. I am dating.
Great.
That's a thing about me.
So you're out and about?
Sure, I'm out and about.
On the scene?
I'm on the scene. I'm not, like, looking to date, but my heart's open.
Excellent.
That's great.
Excellent. So if a date just arrives, you will go on it.
Sure.
Excellent.
It sounds like one of those cards you give a friend after a breakup.
Yeah.
We're like, it'll find you. Just have your own open heart.
Yeah, totally. Or that's like a fortune cookie you get.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This the first act of pretty much every rom-com ever.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I'm looking, but, you know, I'm not really looking.
And then you flip it
shows
over.
Shows up where you.
How to say ass in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky numbers 5, 12, 13, 12, 7.
Write those down.
It's always 5. What's the deal, guys?
5's a lucky number.
All right, everybody. Morgan's out and about. What do you say we slip on over to sexy science?
Yeah. I like the way you've been flicking these note cards lately.
I think it's this Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's got a little pep in your.
I feel very refreshed. Also, all the crumb bum was scraped off my teeth.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that was slowly poisoning me.
Mm-hmm.
Who could say?
Crumb bum teeth. What do we do here? We talk about topical matters of the hearts and parts.
We do. We rip articles from the headlines.
Ripped.
Does this feel so professional?
This feels written.
There are.
If not anything else.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We have note cards.
There are note
cards. We can't remember every topical
event.
Because
our brains are
mush,
so we just have the setups, and then Haas writes every word for the rest of what we say.
Thank you, Haas.
I wish Haas wrote it. Can he write and read?
He can speak, kind of. That's enough.
Hey, I can absolutely write and read.
That was not.
Didn't sell.
Didn't sell.
Didn't sell any of us.
Nope. No one believes it.
All right. Well.
Some juicy news from Jezebel. This is called Saturday Night Social, hosted by a squirrel sanctuary that's also a sex club. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Oz wrote that song.
All right. right, guys, if you live in Littleton, Colorado, you are in luck. A dude there has solved the age-old question, should I go to a squirrel sanctuary or a sex club? Now you can do both at Squirrel Creek.
Oh, well, sadly, the owner of this sweet spot, Kendall Seaford, is due in court this month on 21 criminal charges, including animal rehabilitation license violations, an attempt to bribe a public officer, and the illegal transportation of wildlife. So basically the squirrels, not the swingers, are a handful at this in this Littleton, Colorado. And you're from Colorado.
Yeah, this is Colorado at its finest.
Have you been here, Squirrel Creek?
I have not been to Squirrel Creek, but honestly, I'm going home over November for a good amount of time, and Squirrel Creek is going to be bumped up to the top of the list.
I think the fam would love it. There's something for everyone.
There is.
They have over 100 squirrels.
Yeah, I'm going to bring both my sisters. We'll make it a family outing. We'll bring my father, but not my mom.
Yeah, you have to be
discerning. Gotta leave one out. Yep, yep.
He can, like, stay in the car with it running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep everyone safe.
Yeah. That's an amazing little thing. Yeah. They probably don't cross the squirrels and the sex, but that's probably the joke everyone's making.
Right, right.
Or you're like, where's that condom? And there's, like, a squirrel giggling in a tree.
Holding the condom?
Like, yeah, like in, like, a rom-com, like the lizard and...
And that McConaughey mess?
What is that? Is that Waiting,
Failure to launch? Yes, yes. The laughing lizard. You get a laughing squirrel.
Yeah.
I bet it was a side racket. I don't know which one was the side racket. Do you think the squirrel thing was the main?
It's hard to say.
What about this for a slogan? Come here and lose your nuts.
We'll think about it.
All the air just sucked out of the room because we were so excited.
All the air sucked out of my nuts.
I love that. My head went to...
It's very kind of you.
I do. I love it. Yes, and. So here's the thing. My mind, when you said there's like you're looking for a condom and then there's squirrel, the squirrel's like taking it. In my mind, it was just like then there was a bucket of squirrels that said condoms on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you just have to use the squirrels as condoms and just wrap them around. Ooh, can you imagine?
I mean.
What a fun dildo.
That might have been happening. And that might be why they're in trouble.
A furry little sex toy.
A furry little condom. Yeah. Put that puppy right on.
Oh, yes.
How many squirrels have to die to protect you from HIV?
Just two or three.
Just two or three.
And I'm not speaking from personal experience, but I am speaking from personal, you know, fantasies.
Oh, yes.
I hear that.
If two or three squirrels don't die, I'm not getting off. I think that's just the bottom line.
I can't
finish.
I can't come without two or three of those little nutty butts.
Nutty buddies. You're like,
nutty
oh,
buddies.
She had the most incredible bush, and then it started moving around.
And then it nipped at me.
Ooh.
And I liked it.
It's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
It also reminds me, in the movie Copycat, one of the serial killers in jail goes, send me some of your squirrel covers. And Sigourney Weaver's like, what? And he's like, your panties. So there is like a thing about
squirrel covers,
vaginas, and squirrels.
You guys do a lot of movie references.
Yeah,
we're film buffs.
Yeah, Copycat, Failure to Launch. You know the classics.
Trespass. Oh. Have you seen Trespass?
I have not.
It's on Netflix. It's really fun to just like eat Fruity Pebbles and watch it.
I gotta do it. I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch this morning.
Ooh,
all about the fruity cereal.
Yeah,
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it's
the
been a
milk
while.
After.
Tell you what.
Tell you, bottle that up.
Better than gold, I always say.
Bring it to the squirrel ranch.
So will you go there for the holidays and let us know how it is?
Sure.
Come back and report?
Yeah, definitely. You guys have to have me on again. Okay.
Yes.
An entire year. I mean, an entire hour of just talking about that, about my experience there. I probably could fill an hour. That's what my next Comedy Central special is going to be on. I haven't had a first one yet, but my next one will be...
The follow-up is the hour. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A tight 60.
A tight 60 on the squirrels.
Love it.
It's called Morgan Miller, Going Nuts.
There we
with
go.
With a Z.
69 reasons? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. Well, maybe we should answer some listener questions. Guys, who let the squirrels in here?
Oh, no.
They're foraging.
I brought them.
They're getting high on these limes.
Oh, orangey. No. Haas is jerking off on the squirrels, I think.
You little squirrel. What was it? Squirrel blankets?
Squirrel covers.
Squirrel covers.
Squirrel covers.
Mm. Isn't that what you guys call your underwear?
I do.
That's because I let squirrels sleep in them, though.
I'm like, I go down to the Hanes store, pick up a six-pack of squirrel
covers. Go down to the Hanes store.
Go down to Tree Hanes store.
They just sell Hanes there.
Oh,
yo, Hanes store. Hey, get your Hanes here to the Hanes store.
Wait, you got any Fruit of the Looms?
No, we just Hanes here.
Oh, okay.
This is a dumpster.
Oh, Murph wears Hanes.
I go Hanes. I got some.
Or do you have fruit?
I think I've done both. I have no loyalty.
His underwear are like rags.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They just go.
They're just like holy shit sand rags.
That sounds about right. Until they disintegrate. You wear them until they're just
They're
gone.
Like lovingly folded, but they're just like disgusting.
Paper mache.
I love.
Point. Yeah.
I wear only hanky pankies, really.
Ooh.
I love hanky panky.
So like
it doesn't
all my underwear
squeeze.
Doesn't squeeze. I just wear the non-showing because I don't want my underwear to show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm kind of a sex icon.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's why we've been trying to have you on here.
I know. And when you're a sex icon, you gotta keep up with appearances, you know? You can't have your underwear showing.
No.
You can't be caught in any Hanes.
Can't buy underwear out of the dumpster any longer.
You can sell them out of your dumpster, but you can't wear them.
Do you have your own dumpster?
I don't. A personal dumpster I don't own, but
you're renting?
I'm renting.
Rent to own.
Sure.
It's impressive.
I have a pretty sexy underwear and sexy bra type mm-hmm. situation, but I've always found that they come off so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's all the fuss about when they're just off?
It's 1 second of like, whoa, sexy, and then it's like off.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm sort of like, I spent a
but
very...
But does that make you feel good when you walk around, or do you just not...
Yeah, I get in the mood, sort of, sure, mm-hmm. yeah. Maybe that's really what it's about.
It's for you, it's not
it's for
them.
It's for you.
That's a secret.
That's when I realized the best relationship I ever had was with myself.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the self-help podcast. We're here to help you get to know yourself.
Are you sad? Buy expensive underwear and wear them for yourself.
Do you have genitals that need covering? Come on down to the dumpster.
Do you have squirrels that need a hat?
Come on down to the dumpster. Hey, did this podcast help you or make you feel worse about yourself? Good.
Tweet at us, worse or better.
Oh, geez. No one ever tweets at us. We're still waiting for those dick pics.
We are waiting for those dick pics. People do tweet at us, though.
But not the stuff we ask for.
Not the stuff we demand from them.
They just tweet whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
They
we're like, listen.
They tweet fucking questions at us. We have to give advice.
Yeah, and we're not great at it. This is called listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
Morgan, can you help us help these people?
I would love to.
Because we have just transitioned right into the self-help.
Your segue was really good.
Great.
You said it.
I don't know if people need to know that I date women and men, but mostly women.
What's the percentage, would you say? 80-20?
Well, when I was growing up...
80-20?
80-20 is pretty much about right. When I was growing up, I only dated men, but now I date the old ladies. And not old. I date any age. But I don't know if that's, like, pertinent. I think it is pertinent. You know, you need to know that I have had both in my mouth.
You have a lot of experience.
Honestly, I have a ton of experience. But not a lot of... my numbers aren't high.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I feel like I've gotten the spectrum of, like, certain types of men, certain types of women.
Do you feel you go quality over quantity?
Yes.
Haas is the exact opposite.
Yes.
So we have all perspectives to
We
like
have
weigh
everyone's
in.
Perspective. Haas, have you had both in your mouth? Have you had all in your mouth?
I don't know. I've only had one set in my mouth.
One set?
One set, was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we talking about golf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I've only
one set of clubs.
I've only participated in the heterosexual side of things.
All right. Well, then we're going to hand this over to Morgan. Then.
Yeah. You have very little input.
But you can.
But I've definitely been ashamed of some of the choices I've made before.
Well, that's good information.
I mean, that's just dating.
That is. I'm a big relationship junkie. I jump from relationship to relationship. So I'm definitely on the monogamous deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do find I am also like very adventurous. I've also had my years, you know, where I really went
batshit
crazy in the sack. The Mark and Miller story.
Was that like college?
It was right after college because I wasn't out in college. Came to New York, wasn't really out for a while, then got out and I was like, let's do this. It's try three people in a bed, and you know, never what it seems. It's never like this podcast.
No,
it's never as sexy as this podcast. Faux velvet tablecloth. There's never Diet Cokes as far as the eye can see.
No. It's hard to have group sex in New York because everywhere is small.
That's true.
Like if you just had
a main problem.
It's a space issue, really.
Yeah, it's not a relationship issue. No, it's a space issue.
Well, it's like hot, and then there's like twin beds and like dirty lofts, and you're like, cool. I'll just wait in the wings. Tell me when it's my turn to have my butt licked.
It's only the 1% with those lofts that they just get their butt licked.
Fuck the 1%.
It's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
All the space. while we're cramped in a closet just trying to find a fold and fuck it.
Yeah.
Right, Oz?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That explains why I found a little crusty cum in my trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
You were just fucking around the closet.
I was. I found a pocket.
Oz, who do we have first?
Well, I'm just going to read this here.
Okay.
Because I can read.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Our first question is from Marissa in Trenton via our Twitter at Menage Radio. M says, yo, can you send me a copy of that Colin Farrell sex tape? I just saw The Lobster and was like, damn, okay.
Mm.
I don't have the Colin Farrell sex tape.
Also, not only is The Lobster not really that new of a film, but the sex tape is at least now a decade old, right?
Wait. Which, oh,
Colin Farrell, yeah.
Have you seen this sex tape?
I have not.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
You've seen all the sex tapes.
I've seen most.
I feel like I need to have, like, just a Sunday where I, like, order a couple pizzas and watch all the celebrity sex tapes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I need to do that, too. I would do that with you.
A marathon. That'd a celebrity really sex
fun.
Tape marathon.
That would be really fun.
Yep.
Murph, what's the best sex tape?
That I've ever seen?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's tough now to... Really, just to put it in historical context.
I haven't
the Kardashian
seen the Kanye,
Ray J was
or, no, not Kanye, but yeah, Kardashian.
Yeah, the Ray J. I mean, it's teases. It doesn't show quite enough of what you'd want, but what is shown is pretty special. It's a young Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, before she had like,
so
cut
much
up her body.
Yeah, work done. But yeah, it's just always that POV. It's basically. With a lot of them, it just ends up being the dude trying to just film his dick. That's just what he wants to film.
Hell yeah.
And you'll catch peeps of other things, but it's just like, how long do you need this penetration shot to be?
I saw like a couple sad clips of the Paris Hilton one, and it's like
yes.
night vision. It's just
yeah.
her
yeah.
looking in the mirror.
There was,
it was
switched
so
out
bizarre.
Of night vision too, though. There was one where she finishes giving head. I believe it's light. It's just sitting on a tripod. Yeah.
I don't know
Not
why
exciting.
That just sounds really boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you guys ever taped yourselves having...
I have never done that.
No.
I mean, Haas taped us pretending to have sex for a comedy video.
That doesn't count at all.
No.
We got the footage
That's
if you
like
want to jerk
negative.
Off to it.
That's negative of what it is.
Yes. Have you?
I have. I think it's really hot. I actually think you guys should try it.
I think we'll if
see.
I were
something
in better
about being
shape,
filmed.
I'd be more excited to do that.
Yeah. There's something about being filmed, though, that is very dirty and seems like...
Like a little peeping. Mm-hmm. Somebody's
yeah.
watching.
It's very... Sexy. I've never like shown it. Or
yeah.
sent
I was gonna
it.
Say it's up on YouTube. You
it
got
is.
A link?
Yeah. Check it out. Hey, well, is this person looking for a celebrity sexy for a Z-list? A Z-list UCB comedy sex tape.
Z-list.com.
They're like, that's the girl that second 60-minute comedy special.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's future credits.
I think I didn't do it when I was young because I was so scared. Like that you do something like that and then somebody leaks it and that like ruins your life, which is now seems ridiculous because who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was my like youth mentality and now I'm like old and married and fat and haven't done that.
Yeah. We have the iPhone too. Now it's so easy to film. When we were young, I feel like we filmed a couple
in my day.
Jerking off with the old VHS camcorder. But, you know, that's the most of it.
You filmed yourself jerking off?
Me and my friends had a few videos of us just not really even
together?
To completion. No, we would just each film them, and we filmed weird sketches in between them, and sometimes you'd be like watching a sketch, and then it would just be someone jerking off.
Really? It's like SNL, but with masturbation?
Sort of. That's how we thought of it, yeah.
Everything's kind of like SNL.
So there's something like that floating around
Kids
out there.
Kids are gross.
It's not like
Kids
SNL.
But yeah. I like that it's like sketches, and then there's like...
There would still be some artistic, but it wasn't just straight on masturbation. It'd be like, oh, this is like a guy masturbating in it. You know, you're doing characters.
I think that's called
like, this
porn.
Is just a guy
that's what
off.
Porn is.
Sure, you could use it for that.
You're like, did somebody order a pizza? You know,
and then it's like,
your dick.
Yeah, it's like SNL.
Just
the old someone order a pizza sketch.
Do you have like a folder on your computer of like your sex videos?
No, most of them I delete. When the relationship ends.
Do you rub to them afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To yourself?
Yeah.
But, like, to the two of us? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
It's
hot.
Really sexy.
Yeah.
That it's, sounds really sexy.
It's very sexy.
Have you learned, like, there are better angles or lighting, or is it always just, like, in the ass?
No, so the only way I've done it is computer filming it.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Just on the side, and it doesn't move. So there's no, like, trying to find the angle. I've also only done it with two girls, which is very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Never done a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
That's too much penis for me.
I
think 80-20 was right.
Yeah.
Those percentages were.
Well, yeah.
I like dicks, and I think the idea of watching someone's dick on a movie is not very exciting. Yeah. I don't know why.
And that's the problem. You know, Ray J, take the note. You know, next time you're POV directing a pornography, we don't need just so much of just your penis.
Yeah.
And it's hard with just a tripod, though. Get a little bit of, you know, when it's the POV, sometimes it's just.
You need Haas in there with the angles.
You need Haas.
Working the angles.
You got to get Haas. Colin Farrell was furious about his tape. He had a nice dick, but.
I heard he has a nice dick.
He does, but he was not pleased that it was leaked.
Oh, I'll film you too, guys. Again,
okay, no one asked for that.
Haas, that was like 20 minutes ago. I'll come down there with you.
Oh, I got it.
All right, so we I guess Murph will tweet you the video.
Yeah, I'll tweet you the Colin Farrell video, I guess.
There's so much more effort to tweet at you guys to get it than to just Google.
Than to Google it, right.
Right.
Yeah, but we do appreciate the question.
Yeah.
Always. Oh, I didn't mean a dig on that person. I'm obsessed.
No,
can you be nice to her?
I'm so sorry.
I'm just kidding.
I'm being so mean to the viewers.
We're so mean to them. Oh, geez. Haas, who do we have next?
Our second inquiry is from JT over in Cleveland.
That piece of shit.
He messaged us via our email, menage@radio.gmail.com. John T. asks, would you rather play with two shitty boobs or one awesome boob? Yeah, like the chick has only one boob, but it's amazing.
I'm glad he added that clarification.
Yeah, because I went to a different place at first.
I would go three boobs.
Option C.
Option not.
You're going to write one
there.
In. It's the right
option,
invalid.
Not an option.
Option not option.
Well, I'd play with 10,000 if that's where we're going.
Yeah, that's no. too many,
that's too
Murph.
Many. Why would I play? I couldn't
you?
Possibly.
It would take hours.
I would just be swimming. I'd be swimming in. I'd put on my trunks
put on your Hanes.
Boobs. Yep. My soggy Hanes.
Someone's whole body would just be tits.
Just tits everywhere.
You could do breaststroke. All right. Sorry.
I like that,
that
one.
That was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Thank you.
You're back.
That's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
I guess, what do you call, what's a shitty boob?
Yeah.
Like, most boobs have their own, you know, loveliness to them.
Yes.
Boobs are so different.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little trinkets. But everyone has a different trinket.
Collect those trinkets.
But, like, one, like, really nice boob or, like, two, like, long tube titties?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd go one.
Yeah. But see, again, there might be tube titties, or might be
no,
for
tube
someone.
Titties could be
they're
great,
not for me.
But sometimes it's weird when they're really long.
Yes.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's weird when they're really
I'm
long.
I'm like body shaving tube titties. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to stick with three. I'm going with three.
You're going with three. I think there's a niceness to every boob. I'm trying to get laid so hard. There's a
come
beauty,
one, come
there's
all.
A beauty to every tit, and so I would have to say two tits, only because one tit might throw me off. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Give me a pause of a second where I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird.
Right.
Whereas two tits, always going to just be like, I expected two tits.
Classic.
Yep.
Didn't know what they'd look like.
And here
didn't
they
matter.
Are.
Yeah, but
into
there's two
the
there.
Kissing and the touching.
Mm-hmm.
We touch those tits a little bit. We lick them. Then we go down the pants. That's mm-hmm. it.
Wow.
You know,
that's
how we rock.
Maybe if they're pointing down, it's good. They're just going down the pants.
Yes.
Arrow.
The arrows. Follow my memories down to
what about
basement.
You?
I think the placement would be important. I don't know if one tit would be in the middle of the chest or if it would be on the side. If it's on the side,
what if it's on the back?
On the back?
One perfect breast coming out of a person's spine.
I think so. You'd just have to do that. You'd have to have sex with someone who had a breast on their back, right?
Yeah.
A breast anywhere besides where it's supposed to be is very funny.
It is funny, yes.
One even near the thigh, like near the genitals, is very funny as well.
It is, yeah.
I like that.
That's a surprise little. You're wandering and all of a sudden you find it.
Yeah.
Remember in Total Recall when the lady had three boobs?
That's what you went with. You picked.
I just want to say a movie for Morgan.
Oh, yes.
This is a movie podcast.
Yeah, Ménage à Trois, cinema podcast.
Disguised as a sex romp.
Yeah.
Well, three tits.
Come for the sex, stay for the popcorn. Okay.
Any right.
Well, we went 3-2-1, I believe. Is,
what did
was
Haas
the final
want?
Answer.
What did I? Oh,
what do you want out of life, Haas?
If I'm playing with some boobies, I want two of them.
All right. That's snobby and dumb.
I love that you auto-corrected tits to boobies. You started to say tits and you
breasts.
Went.
I was trying to be like like not playful, gross. Uh-huh. But I don't know if I can not do that.
No, you're gross.
Yeah, I realize that.
All right, so all breasts are beautiful. We're going to go with Morgan's answer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Haas, who else do we have? We've helped two people so far.
We've definitely helped two people. Lastly, we've got Nate from Chelsea via our Facebook. Yeah, Menage a Trois.
Facebook, it's called.
Okay, great.
Facebook.
Right. And so, Nate Dog wonders, I tried a pair of pants on in a dressing room at Nordstrom. Dude working
like
there.
Deal.
The dude working there was so fucking hot, he gave me a chub. When I took the pants off, I noticed a little pre-cum stain. I didn't buy them. That's fine, right?
Oh, my God, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. What have you done, Nathaniel?
I mean, is it fine?
Sure. You're never required to buy pants.
No. Let's make that clear.
You don't have to buy pants, guys.
I have a science question.
You don't owe Nordstrom anything. Go ahead.
Sure.
Could a woman then try those pants on and get pregnant and be like an SVU episode?
It would have to be very quickly after, I believe.
Yeah.
And she'd have to like put the pants inside her body.
Yeah.
Yes, she would have to wear the pants inside of her immediately after they were taken off.
I think
that
this
is a
like,
good SVU.
Thank you.
Plot.
Tell Speedweed.
Yes.
Like to write it up.
Write it up.
I don't even know. It definitely is for SVU, but it could have its own spin, like Jane the Virgin.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. I think a whole show should be written about that.
Is that what happened in that show?
You know, no one knows because everyone says it's great, but no one watches it.
I've seen the billboard.
Yes.
Does that count?
We've all seen the billboard.
Critically acclaimed. It's wonderful, but no one watches.
No one's seen it.
Nope. So she gets pregnant with a pair of pants is what I believe.
With a pair of pants. I think this is like isn't great, but it's not like you're like I ran someone over.
Or I sharted. It's better than like sharting in the pants, I would say, because that'll dry and no one will ever really know.
Right.
If it's not a full on load, if it's just pre cum, it's
full on load.
Well, if you just blast it off in the pants, that would dry with a little crust to it. But the pre cum, there's no evidence of that left behind.
Was he not wearing underwear?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, because what kind of stream is coming out pre-ejaculate?
I guess maybe the penis went through the little hole that underwear
had. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little peekaboo.
And then touched the pants, and then there was some cum
and
on
then
it.
And then he saw the guy working there and then came in the pants.
Pre.
I'm like, ew, but also there's no way, like, I haven't tried something on and done something gross to it by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anywhere from, like, a little deodorant mark to, like, a pube left behind, maybe some butt sweat. Like, trying stuff on is gross.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever tried on a bathing suit?
Yeah, they have those little pads in the bathing suit so that for women, there's like a little like sticker so that if your cum gets on there.
Yeah.
You peel it off.
It's
a scratch and sniff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to keep your underwear on though, because what's funny is they're like, yeah, we don't want your juices on the suit. But if everyone puts their beef right on that sticker, you're just sharing the sticker.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. It's all the same. But then once you purchase, the sticker goes. Yes.
Well, and I do wear my underwear trying on a bathing suit because I'm scared about, I'm a hypochondriac. But at the same time, you never really know how a bathing suit fits when you have like a big pair of granny undies under it.
That's true. Nordstrom, what are you doing?
Come on.
I blame Nordstrom. I tried on a bra once, lactated, left it behind. So I think you're fine, Nathaniel.
That's when you were eating all that beef.
Yeah. Got those beef tits.
Those hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've derailed.
I think so.
I think we've been on track for most of this podcast.
I love your positive attitude.
I'm totally into it. Listen, I think it's fine. I think maybe wear underwear the next time you're trying on pants. But at the same time, yeah, trying on clothes is gross. We've all have our things on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Our DNA is all over those clothes. So don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, Nathaniel.
Also, get that number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, if he's hot, let's get into that.
Yes.
I would say I left you a little something.
That's the pickup line.
Yeah.
I need you to fold those and put them back, but I want you to take a look right at the crotch.
Scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff.
All right.
those questions were great, and we helped everyone immensely.
I shouldn't be chewing gum.
But now we have...
Now we have some questions for our guest.
Yes, Morgan, these are sections. They're rapid-fire sex questions.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yes.
You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
I'm so terrified, but yet excited to do it in a public forum.
Hell yeah.
Live from Times Square. Haas, can you get that music queued up?
Live from Times Square?
No.
Yep.
No,
you know the
section
one.
Music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Ready?
Live from Times Square.
Starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Lazy boy, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, what's the sexiest animal?
Cheetah.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God. I'm, for some reason, thinking Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
What U.S. president would you vote?
Hillary Clinton. She's the only girl that's possibly going to be a president.
Mm-hmm. 69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
I don't want to wait for last to be over.
Thank you.
Yeah, stolen. Heart stolen.
Six Sections with Morgan Miller.
Oh, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
The music is terrifying, you guys.
It intensifies the whole experience.
Jennifer Aniston is not my sex celebrity crush.
But maybe it is.
But now it's subconsciously.
She was there.
100% she is.
You went down
She's
into the
hot.
Bank and she was there. She is.
I love that. I love that that came out.
Yes.
I was surprised, but excited by that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Murph shot a commercial with her.
I did. I met Jen. Yeah.
Smart
great.
Water.
It's great. Smart Water. Sold some Smart Water.
That's great.
Yeah.
Was she nice?
She was very nice.
She seems nice.
Shoot was a shit show, but that's on production. That wasn't on her.
She's
you know?
So
I think it was on her.
I think she kind of, yeah, she directed it. She produced it. The whole thing. I blame you, Jen.
Oh,
no,
God.
She was wonderful.
Jen's great. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
That's like projecting.
That's projecting some. But yeah, I was like, any women in there? And I was like, I thought, you know, I was thinking all the first ladies. And then I was like, they're all men.
Yeah. That's
just got to project into the future for that one. I don't think I would actually have sex with any male president that's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Thomas Jefferson.
Ooh.
Because he seems like he swings a lot of things. Away.
Oh, he's swinging around.
He was like a sexy sex rascal.
Yes,
all
shapes and sizes,
lots of side pieces.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to have sex with any of the presidents, but I would if I had the chance because it's one of those like things I'd be like, I have to have every life experience that I can.
Yes, like having sex with the tit on the back. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. You
like
do
Benjamin
it.
Franklin. You're like, you have wooden teeth. You probably smell really weird, but yes. I would like have to hop on it.
Right. So you two do a lot of stuff just for the life experience that you don't want to do.
Well, I mean, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, I do.
But also, if Benjamin Franklin trotted in here, I mean, not, you know, he's one of the fathers, not a president, but we'll fuck him anyway.
Wait, oh, you're right. But I guess I was saying, like,
historical
like,
figures.
Gross, people that I know would be gross to fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would still feel like I had to.
Even in the kindest of depictions of Ben Franklin, he still is not the sexiest.
No.
Looks like a real roly-poly, sweaty.
Yeah.
I'd go for Andrew Jackson, because he seems like a real badass.
Old hickory,
like,
yeah.
Real racist pile of
the
garbage.
The problem is they're
true.
All, like, real
they're
trashy.
They're all racist.
And the, yeah. Because I always say Teddy Roosevelt, because he was, like, fat and drunk and had a mustache and was, like, shot guns. But then I'm like, he's probably
me.
A terrible person.
Yeah.
You're not a terrible person.
No, no.
You do have a mustache.
Yes, I am fat and drunk. Mustache. Shoot guns.
I guess 4 out of 5 ain't bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to count.
I'm so fucking wet right now. It's crazy.
The Lazy Boy
this
Big Boy
is
amazing
is
as well.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of folds there.
Yes.
Yes.
So many folds in the Lazy Boy.
So many folds.
Loose change. And next thing you know, you're digging for loose
Cheetos.
Change and you're getting off.
That's
Cheetos.
So interesting.
Leftovers.
I would think I would hop on the handle you pull on the side.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes.
There's something for everybody in the Lazy Boy.
There That's is. Right. Everyone can get off with a nice Lazy Boy.
Come on, kids. Get up on the Lazy Boy.
And with the Big Boy, it can be like multiple people at once.
Yes. The wide.
Yeah. I'm always looking to give. I'm a big giver in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give part of my Lazy Boy to someone else who could enjoy it.
Right. But yes. Can you give anything to the Lazy Boy?
I think so.
What color is the Lazy Boy?
Blue, dark blue.
Ooh, oh.
A little navy kind of situation.
I like that.
Yeah, show stains. I like that.
Mm.
You know what you've been up to in the navy.
Covered
lazy
in
boy.
Cat hair.
Oh.
Excuse me.
so much cat hair that you just have to pull out after. It's yeah. like a weave of like.
Yeah, you've knitted
something. You can like comb it off. And then you went with the Dawson's Creek theme song.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got to. Yep. That's my go-to. I've wooed a lot of women / men with that song into the bedroom.
It is very sexy.
Very sexy.
Puts you in a time and place, you know? The
yeah.
nostalgia.
I feel like an all-American vibe coming from you with the Aniston and the...
I'm
the
lazy so boy. All-American. I'm very, and by all-American, you mean very white yeah. and from Denver. And 100%, that's exactly what you're getting here.
Oh.
But I'm you know, people say vanilla, but I don't think I'm vanilla.
No, I wouldn't say that.
French vanilla.
French vanilla, possibly.
Yes.
Vanilla bean.
The vanilla
Ooh,
bean.
I'll
vanilla extract.
It. Vanilla extract.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Ooh, I'm hot and bothered.
Yeah. No, I think, I'm not super vanilla when it comes to bedroom.
Mm-mm.
No.
I just need everyone to know that.
Just get that out there.
Just like let people know.
Hanky panky.
Ooh, yeah.
Filming. Group sex.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Yeah.
Check.
Check, please.
Check, please. For the limes, how much was for the limes?
Haas, what do we owe you for the lime?
$1.
Jesus, is that with tax?
That is a bodega lime.
All right.
Thank you. All right, well, I know we're already wet, but would you guys mind sliding over to get it wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Make it wet, we get it wet.
I did find that hot.
That voice?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Grace.
It's got
to give it tingle in my bingle.
Grace's hot little voice.
Yeah. She's packing a real hot, hot voice. It gets us, yeah. It sounds professionally sexy.
Yes.
It really gets the engine going immediately.
Yeah. We just need to figure out the name of that segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say get it wet, and then she goes, ooh, make it wet. And I'm like, is it get it or make it?
Hey, I think it's whatever Grace says.
And immediately dry.
Guys, I'm here with a lot about
the moisture.
The moniker of the segment. All right.
Make or we can't.
What do we do here in get / make it wet?
Well, we're going to have a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge.
Great. Right?
And what we do is we take things that were not written to be sexy, like from various mediums, and we read them in our most sultry voice.
Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Just try to make it horny.
Okay, great. I can do that.
All right.
Horny. Haas, what is our source material today?
This week we'll be reading about the three most common incisions made during breast augmentation surgery.
Wow, this is a real titty day, I feel like.
Yes, it is. This actually led into this nicely.
Diana, you wrote here on the script, Haas like titties.
Yeah, you're supposed to go, Haas like
no,
titties, and
come
not
on.
Say that I wrote it.
Come on. No way. All right?
Wow.
This is my core.
No, Haas like.
I feel exposed.
Haas like boobies, remember?
That's
like
true.
Titties.
Haas like boobies. Okay.
Tits are great. Honestly, I think this was a good podcast for me to be on. I have a really nice rack.
You do. It's
you
true.
You have a great rack.
And it'll also be in the photo.
It will be
it
in
will
the photo.
It will be featured in the photo.
Yeah. My butt's online, too. There's a film I did called Attack of the Butts.
Oh, wow.
It's Bill and Brenda Attack of the Butts. I did it with Mike Kelton. He's been on this before.
Yes.
Let's actually pause. Let's let, you know, for the listeners, just if they want to look up stuff and jerk off real quick. Okay, and we're back. Great.
All right.
Quick jerk.
Pick real quick. You better punch that out.
Great.
So yeah. No, I was going to put
great
elevator
tea, great
music
A.
And don't worry about it. All right, great. So you're in my wet court. Welcome. I'm the judge. All right. Now, first up, we have
what
Diana. You're going to cut those milkers.
All right, here I go. Periareolar. Excuse me.
So far, good.
Ooh. So sexy.
Oh.
Periareolar is an incision made along the areolar periphery.
That's the nipple.
Which provides an optimal approach when adjustments to the IMF position are required or when a mastopexy is included to the primary mammoplasty procedure. Oh. Can I just shorten this?
These are long.
I see the word milk. I'm going to go there. Severing the milk ducts and the nerves to the nipple.
Goodness,
milk
those
ducts.
Milk ducts.
Thank you.
You know just what to say. And
okay, well, Murph, you're now going to get over here to the judge area.
All right.
You've got your...
Watch my step.
Slide on into that wet court.
Let me get slipping and sliding all this wet court.
Put your hand on this one booby and, all right, mutilate those jugs, man.
I wrote that too. Goodbye.
Inframammary is an incision made below the breast in the inframammary fold, which affords maximal access for precise dissection and emplacement of the breast implant devices. It is the preferred surgical technique for placing silicone gel implants. Because of the longer incisions required, yet inframammary implantation can produce thicker, slightly more visible surgical scum.
That was wonderful.
Wow. That was scars. You have a very sexy voice. You do a lot of voiceover work. Totally.
900 numbers.
Yeah.
They're almost out of fashion. You know, they're not as many today as there once was, but
it's a dying art.
It is.
It's international. There's 900, but there's a lot of numbers before and after.
Yeah. It's like you got to get a calling card and shit.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, Murph, step down.
Bye.
Morgan.
Goodbye.
You're going to come on over to the court.
Whoa.
Okay, great. So you're the last one, Morgan, and you're going to supersize those sweater puppies. Get it wet, girl.
Okay. Transaxillary is an incision made to the axilla from which the dissection tunnels medially, thus allows them placing the implants without producing visible
nice.
Upon the breast proper, yet is likelier to produce inferior asymmetry of the implant device position.
Say breast proper again.
Yeah, breast
proper. Thank you. Surgical revision of transaxillary implanted breast implants usually requires either an IMF incision or a periareal.
Slow down.
Incision. Transaxillary emplacement can be performed bluntly with an endoscope. Period.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That was amazing.
That was really nice.
Well, guys.
Breast proper. I want to live there.
Yeah, breast proper.
There were a few words.
Can I get an apartment?
You can lease.
Great.
To own.
All right. Well, boy, was I turned on by all three of you. But I got to tell you, Morgan Miller is a winner.
Yes! Thank you!
Well deserved.
Did you hear that, Mom? I won.
She's at Squirrel Creek.
It's called God.
I'm going to Squirrel Creek.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Too hot. That was too hot.
It was. Too hot to handle.
Leslie Miller.
I almost...
Up Squirrel Creek.
Up Squirrel Creek without a paddle.
Without a cover.
Oh, yes. Good.
Wow.
I rang the bell for that one. Thank you.
This was so sexy. It almost made me forget that we were reading about cutting
surgeries
into people's bodies.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say
we
that.
Truly made it wet or got it wet.
And then
on who you ask.
Dried it right up.
I think that made it sexier.
I think so.
Yeah.
That kinda...
something about surgery to me that's sexy.
I'm having minor gum surgery tomorrow.
Stop. Ouch.
And so I got to take these pants back to Nordstrom.
I have a receded gum from a pretty aggressive orthodontia when I was young.
What?
All right. Well, let's slip on over to virtual sugar.
Aggressive orthodontia. What do we do here, lover?
Well, we improvise a date with our guest.
Oh, great.
We want to see you in action.
Great.
So you're going to pick a name from this cup, Murph, Diana, or Haas, and then we're going to improvise a date, and the other two folks will just jump in and get weird.
Great. Can't wait.
Are you familiar with improv?
Improvisational comedy?
Yes.
I've done short form for a while. I did long form a little bit.
This is perfect, then.
Yeah, this is medium.
This is medium.
I picked Diana.
Yes. Oh,
dirty Diana.
Finally. I haven't been on a date in a minute.
I would like to know that all of these in here are Diana. You guys are right.
That's our little secret.
We did that to Murph once.
They did do it to me
for
once.
For like five eps in a row, and he didn't know.
That's great.
I'm a fucking dumb. I just say, all right, my name's called. Let's do it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, date begins now. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I my first time at Squirrel Creek.
Oh, nice. Yeah. This is a great place. It's really, you can be open with anyone. What do you do?
I am an artist.
wow, that's really sexy. I'm a comedian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's not as sexy.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
You have an amazing rack. Is that too forward?
Not at all. Yeah, we are nude.
Yeah. So
it's fine.
Yeah, I just have the one on my back, so it's...
I love that about you.
Thank you.
This, I don't want you to think this is like something where I'm just doing it for like a life experience thing. You probably get that a lot.
Yeah, they're like backdoor united at the Squirrel Factory.
No, I'm not. I really actually, I loved your profile.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you seem very great. You do mostly watercolor?
Yeah, it's a mostly watercolor, and I just use the one color.
You just use blue.
I use blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any siblings?
You know, I might, because I was, I have kind of like a petri dish background in terms of like being born in a laboratory and like not really knowing.
That's so cool.
Thank you. I mean, I think that probably explains like the mutation of the breast on the back.
I wouldn't call it a mutation. I think it's more of just a beautiful mishap.
That's really sweet. Are you going to use this in your stand-up?
People say that all the time. Okay, I have to leave now.
Oh,
Just kidding. Oh my God. Kidding.
Was that a joke?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Guys, the feds are closing in on me. We got to hide all these squirrels.
Wait, you told us we could stay all day if we paid for the pass.
No, you can stay all day, but you got to help me hide these squirrels.
Okay.
Feds are breathing down my neck. They're going to shut me down.
All right.
They don't like my squirrels.
Guys, I'm going to open up my vagina and just start shoving them in, okay?
Oh, God, that's so Unity, hot. You are something else.
Hey, don't call her that.
I apologize.
Hey, shove them in there.
What?
Woo.
Wow.
They are just shimmying up there. Ooh.
Cavernous dark cave up there.
There's about 40 in there.
I'm going to look in there.
I don't have any organs.
Whoa. She's...
Oh, my God. Wow. That's amazing.
How does it look? Are they happy?
They look happy. They've settled in. They've nested.
I raised these squirrels from pups, and I'll tell you, this is the happiest they've ever been.
From pups. Wow.
And they're young pups just suckling at the teat.
Yeah, federal agent. What's going on here? Where's the squirrels?
All right, Agent Maroney, there's no squirrels here. I got your notice.
What is this, some kind of short-form improv show or something?
Maroney, what are you talking about?
We're on a date.
Why don't you sing a song in the style of the Dawson Creek theme song?
Hey, listen, officer, we don't want any trouble here.
Yeah. I just want to... See you play.
I think you're sort of abusing your power as an officer of the law.
I think so. I know you're a huge fan.
For these squirrels to eat their way out of my body.
Great.
All right. I don't know. I'm not very good at comedy.
You didn't commit to it.
You're very funny.
Thank you.
I find you extremely interesting and funny and attractive.
All right. Well.
Oh no.
Oh, what? Dusty! Dusty got out.
Hey,
Dusty!
This woman's
attack,
full of
Dusty.
Squirrels.
Oh, attack! God. Attack!
Get his neck! Go for the jugular!
I'm so sorry I sneezed and they came out.
That's all right.
It's okay.
One less federal agent to worry about on the old Swingers Squirrel Ranch.
That's true. The Zoom type, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Morgan Winter next show.
Play the crazy doctor game.
Maroney.
No. All right. That was a good day.
Great. That day went great.
That really actually
I thought
went
it was
well.
Really good.
Yes.
That day went well. And if anybody was listening, that's how all my dates go. That's pretty much word for word.
Yep.
The cop shows up and he tells you to play short form improv games.
And then you nail it.
And
did that happen? Yeah, we remember.
Do you want to play some more?
Maroney.
Oh, God. It's like the date's supposed to be over, but it's not.
It never ends.
You were really nice and supportive, though.
You really were.
I feel like we learned a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I had a blast. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for fucking coming on here.
Wait, the show or the date?
All of it.
Oh, great.
The date was especially nice. I've always felt sexually charged by the two of you. You're very sexy.
Really?
Oh, thank you.
That's so nice.
Yeah. You've always been a very sexy couple.
Thank you. We think you're hot. We've talked about how hot you are.
Yeah, you guys can check out my websites and stuff. You can check out my headshots. see if you think I'm sexy.
Guys, Morgan is very sexy. And if you don't want to say goodbye to... I made you up a little nickname. Momi?
Momi?
It's M-O for Morgan and then M-I for Miller.
Momi.
Ooh, it's like the MoMA, but...
Yeah.
With a better rack.
So if you guys want to see what Momi's doing online, follow her at MorganMiller17. Don't miss Monster, her short film released on Facebook and YouTube. Visit her website for more details on how you can catch her next live performance, MorganMillerComedy.com.
Thank you so much. We also have to thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
We also legally have to thank...
Oh, yes.
But how? That's Ben Hosley, our producer.
Do I hear you under there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Tweeted us at Menage Radio. Yes. We like dick pics, tit pics,
celeb
shots.
We need celeb sex tapes for our marathon that we're going to have. That Colin Farrell one. Just Google it.
How's the music already over?
Guys, this was great. This was well written. This is well placed. My tits are hard and my knees are weak.
Wow. Okay. We got to end on that.
Boy, eating turkey alone on Thanksgiving makes me so, so, so lonely.
Oh, hell. That's sad, Haas.
We got to find Haas a Thanksgiving date.
I think we can do it, but we need your help.
Come on down to the UCB Theater in Chelsea, New York City, this Saturday, November 5th at midnight.
That's right. We are part of the New York Comedy Festival, looking for love in all the right places inside of Haas.
In a little show we're calling... Honey Baked Haas.
Please, I'm a good man, and I need someone to bring to meet my parents. No presh.
Hey, look, everybody needs a good hype man, and if that didn't sell you on Haas, I don't know what will. Maybe we will. Come on down this Saturday, midnight.
I've been tested recently.
The more he says, the less they want to come down.
Guys, he's been tested pretty recently, so we'll see you this Saturday when we find Haas some sweet, sweet poontang.
Honey baked Haas.
I'll give you my gravy.
No, it's over.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.